Fine. The Gemara brings down that maskin of Yotzim in a Paris, that you have maskin which come out from Paris. Shaz, what bracha do you make on it? Does it keep its bracha? The Gemara says, Zeh Ba'almi. It's just, doesn't have the Shem Pri. It's just the Zeh of the Pri, and therefore you go ahead and make a Shahakal. Chin Pasuk Mechaber, Dvash is on Mitwar, Mevarak Le Shahakal, Chin Amashkin Yotzim in Komini Paris, Chutz Mi Zeh Sanavim, everything besides Zeh Sanavim, over there you're going to make a shahakal. We have another Gemara that says, May the sukkah kasukkah, if you cook up the salak. So the Gemara says that the May the sukkah gets the din of the actual sukkah and it retains its bracha and it doesn't go down to be shahakal. So, factory shayna, what's the chilik between the two sukkahs? One sukkah says that fruit juice is May Ba'almi and the Zeh Ba'almi, and if you make a shahakal, one sukkah, May the sukkah gets the din of the salak. So Tosfos says Yesh L'Chalek, doesn't tell us exactly what the Chalek is. The Rosh says that Efshe Yesh L'Chalek, that something which you just squeeze, if you just squeeze something, so then that gets a din of the Zeh Ba'almi, it's not the actual Pri. But Shek, when you cook something, it says Efshe, when you cook something, so the actual more of the Pri comes out. And being that more of the Pri comes out, therefore retains the Etzem Shem Pri Shabai, and therefore you keep its Bracha. Therefore something which you cook, so then the Lach is that the juice of the fruit retains its bracha because more of the time comes out. Hashem Stamza is squeezing, does not retain its bracha. The Rajma says in Nusach, can I have a second? Thank you. Says in Nusach Yesh Techalik, is something which is darkei b'kach. Something which is, he says the Lashon, Hanu kivin, noidom maya shokim, maya shifta, hanu kivin, reiv achilas, noidom maya shlika, he says, reiv is de shlika. Therefore, Mishnah Kamaisan is rave. If Kumi Lav Dakal Mishkal Miskle Lamechle Vene, you don't say like that. And then he throws Lashon, Pirs Lav Darke Lishle Kamer. So the Rashi says the Chilik is that if Shad is something which is rave or Darke of the fruit is to cook it, it retains its bracha. If it's something which is not rave, which is not Darke, in that situation does not retain its bracha, and it will end up going to be Shahakal. Other Rishonim give different Terutzim. This. Tarets of the Ra. The Ra says that Yesh L'Chalek din May the Soka Pshat is something which it was, you ate the vegetable together with the May the Soka. It's even more Bator Eichel. Therefore, the Mayim is tougher to the actual vegetable. Mashenkein.
You don't make any Bechon.
What do you say?
And you're not, I'm saying we're after you're not eating together, right?
What do you say?
You're not eating it mamash together, or else you don't make any Bechon.
Don't make any bracha. Do you mean? The mayim is tafel to the mayim. The silka is kasoka. The mayim is silka stays the same bracha as the silka because eating it together with the salak, therefore it's tafel to the salak. Okay, lav dafka. Saying, mash enkein. What do you say? Mayim the silka is when you're eating it together, it comes tafel to it. Mash enkein, whenever it's not together, it turns into shahakal. So the part of eating it together, that it can be tuffled to it, that Shasi says no one's going to argue on. It's pashut, eating together my silka, you know, making a kimta. But all the way around, according to the Ra, will come out that a soup is never going to keep its bracha. The only time you get my silka is because something eating the silka together with the vegetables. Eating the vegetables together with the soup, therefore the soup is tuffled to the actual vegetables. Otherwise, everything else is always zeh ba'alma in the world of the Ra. And as according to the Ra, basically it's always shakos, it's always zeh ba'almi. The only time you say my silka is only when you eat something mamish. Eating it together, the ma'isoka has a din of the soka. So in Lunaka Tafo Dan, whether it's Talian Roiv times, most times, how much, let's leave it as a Kartofel Shaila. It's not so much a discussion right now. Rabbi Yonah says that Yesh L'Chalek is something which is a shtani. If it's a shtani and a shtani Leluya, so then, okay, or it keeps his bracha. Mashenke in Paris, when you squeeze it out, that's a shtani, and it's not a shtani Leluya. Therefore, it's going to be Zeyav Almi, and therefore, it's going to be Shahakal. Now, in terms of how do we pass and which sheetahs we're choishish for, so the Mechaber by us and Reish Beis, let me just say what case we're talking about, and then we'll handle the actual halacha. In other words, in terms of fruit drinks which people buy, so there's one type which you buy in the store. You buy those like a spring drinks, they still have those, yeah, Jump, all those type of things. So that's one type. That type is not so much of a discussion. That mainly is concentrated and they put in water. What? What are you saying? Yeah, it's may contain some traces. If you're allergic to the fruit, yeah, maybe, yeah, maybe not. So that is going to be shahakal. That's just concentrate, and that's not the actual pre, and that's what's just going to be shahakal. There's another type of fruit juice. So, what? Okay. There's another type of let's say you go into those like fruit stores, and they take those things, and like they use those machines, they blend it, like they say, they take the carrot juice and they just like smash it down to pieces and they pulverize it and they make it into total liquidy. So what's the giz that kipshute? What? That's trima, right? They take the thing and they make it totally, why isn't it trima? So it depends. I'm saying. What do you say? Let's say the carrot juice. So I think the carrot juice. Don't just take a carrot and just like smash the whole carrot and turn it into a liquid. Okay. So if they take the actual fruit and they shred it down to pieces, I don't know which one's which after. So then, what is that? That's a sugya of trima, right? If it's totally into, if you make it totally into liquid and it's totally now liquefied, so that's a sugya of trima, which we said the halach is. If there's no mamashe kaim, then the chalam is shakal. Maybe the other be eitz. No fruits in there, but that's some would be shakal. A lot of times, like little seasoned there, little pieces. But that's not because that's just like the seeds or something. That would not make it retain its bracha. Then there's a third sugya, squeezing it. Right, you take the oranges, you squeeze it. Right, the orange is still there. Orange exists. Now the question is the juice which comes out of the orange. What's the halacha? You hear the different sugyas? There's one thing taking the thing and making it into liquid, that's trima. There's schita, or bishul, we're talking about now, is you have actual fruit. You're just cooking it or squeezing it. Now, halacha is, what's the fruit of the juice? Hey, hey, dina, dina, what's going to be the halacha? So,
where you're drinking now, the juice you're drinking, is that the fruit?
It's the zeh of the fruit. Now the question is, what's the halacha when zeh of the fruit? So now we have a sugya which says, schita zeh bracha, right? That's where you cook, right? There's one thing you pulverize, you change the fruit. You change the fruit and the fruit loses its bracha. That's trima. There's nothing, the fruit still exists. It's kayim. Now you have the juice of the fruit. How do you get the juice of the fruit? You squeezed it. Maybe you squeezed it or you cooked it or you shredded it and there's still some pieces left. That's the shayla. The fruit still exists. If the fruit doesn't exist, once the fruit loses bracha, so obviously the juice doesn't get the bracha. Our shayla there is, you have the actual fruit, it's still kayim. You have the juice of the fruit. So what's the halacha of the juice of the fruit? Is the juice of the fruit have a din of the fruit and retains its bracha, or the juice it doesn't? That's discussion. The Rosh, the Raj right now. So how do we pass again? So the Mechaber brings down in Sif Yud, perish which you soaked or you cooked. And the Tamei Pri goes in. First, the Mechaber brings down that you go like shakal. That if you do it, even though it comes in, you only make a bracha shakal. It goes like the Rajba. They mean the Rosh. The Rosh goes Efsher Nichlas Tamei Pri V'Mayim V'Vayi Pri Eitz. The Rosh says that's Efsher Nichlas Tamei Pri. The Halacha is over there. It will be by Pri Eitz. Mechaber brings down the Rosh. Brings down the Rosh. Bring on both of them. That first he says something like the Rajba, that unless it's darker or rave, this is Zeya Balmi. Then he brings down, if you cook it, maybe you go ahead and make a by Pri Eitz. And Sif Yud Aleph, he brings down that Sif, what you do, you should make a shakal. Sif Yud Aleph brings down, you have these smukim or tainim, or maybe shulam. So he says that if you cook them, so we have an issue, right? Because if it's cooked, according to the Rosh, it should be the lacha, it should be eitz. According to the Rosh, it should be shakal. So does Mechaber say, you make a shakal, because man shechi eitz. Make a shakal or eitz, make a shakal, man shechi eitz. But we have a shayla, what do you do about bracha achrayna? Being that these are shivas aminim, so we're stuck. You can't make brenefashis and you can't do shivas aminim, you have a stock. Therefore, he says, Yer Shemayim only eats it during the Suda. So, one thing we see clear is that the Mechaber Zechosh is being for the Rosh, being for the Rosh. Zechosh being for the Rosh, that if you have something which you squeeze out or you cook, if it's not going to be darkly and it's not going to be cooked, then it's going to lose the bracha. Therefore, shekama kipshuta. What's be the halacha and all the other all the different juices? What should come out? What's be the halacha? Also, all should be shakam and fashas. If you have a shivas aminim, maybe you get yourself into a suffix, but that's going to be the halacha. And now the chazanus comes along and says like this. Now we deal with oranges. The chazanus meant to say that the shatzian assumes that the rajma and rasha are being chalik both ways. That the rajma holds is totally dark and rave, and bishul is not good enough. And if you cook it, we don't care. It has to be something which is darker. That seems like a kind of a chaber. So it's all the way around. It was the rush all in the case of the Rashba. The situation where it's darker or rave, whatever you want to call it, to go in and do it, even though you don't cook it, what's going to be the luck in that case? So Shai Tzion by us clearly says it's a machlokes. So it's telling the Rashba in the rush. And therefore he says over there you make a shackle. Shai Tzion Sefkat Dalit, he says it. Oh, he's always called it a schita. Rashba, you make a bracha. According to the rush, you make a shackle. And therefore, he says that's going to be lach. And the Chazus came along and said, no. Everyone agrees in the situation, even the Rashba agrees to the Rush, agrees to the Rashba, something if it's dark Yibakach, that it's going to keep its bracha, even though you're not cooking it. And as that which the Rush says, you have to come on to Bishul, that's because it's going to a case where it's not darker or not rave. But if in a case it would be darker or rave for one to go ahead and do it, so the Chazus Gavna, even the over there's no machlekes. Efesh is like the plug of the Rashba. He said, and no one's chilek on that, and therefore it's going to keep its bracha. What do you say? Why is no time for the berry? Schita, you soaked it. It's darker. Right, no. That's the question. The Rashba says you have to cook it. Is Rashba saying you have to cook it because he needs a lot of time, and schita is not enough time, that just may perish as a balmi? Or is Rush saying, because it's talking about a case where it's not darker? If it be darker, then maybe the Rush is going to be masking. He says, oh yes, my gamma Rush is moidal the Raj, but it's darker with schita chasha pri. About if it's darker, schita chasha pri. Hold it to the Rush, and if time, it may shulka. It's a tam kaker. Why is it a tam kaker? It's an indite ala maskin yetzin. Allah has yakim vashal maskin in raktafel. I've called Dait Allah Mashkin. If the person wants the Mashkin, and that's darker, and that's how he wants it, so he would say, if the Rajwa would be Mashkin to the Rush. He brings down I am Mishra Reshe, brings down that Rush on the Rajwa. Lomitsin Hechachizai. So there's no way Mishra got that from. He says, the Maisa, the Tradition said in Simuch Haftas, remember, he says, anything which is dark, Rasik, it keeps an original Bracha. And we see something which is darker, he's considered pre. Now this is something which is very relevant also in the Gaya to Shemitah. Shemitah Allah is, there's Allah Allah of Allah Hafsid. I mean, we have another couple years till we get there again, but there's Allah Allah of Allah Hafsid. You're not going to be mafsid per Shemitah. And something which is not a Kashimash, then you're not allowed to go ahead and use. Therefore there's a big discussion, are you allowed to make fruit drinks in Shemitah? Because if we're saying that you're taking it down and you're making it to Zeyab Almi, if you're going in and you're making Zeyab Almi, so you're making it lose its bracha, and till now it was a pre, and you're making it lose its same pre. So therefore it should come out that could be a problem. And this issue in terms of making fruit drinks on Shemitah. So Chazus wants to say, based on his side, it says, Befrat, if you squeeze the whole thing into the, if it's darker to do it, and you squeeze the whole, if you squeeze the whole basar pri into the actual drink, he says that's similar to trima. Trima, we said, what's the halacha? Even if it's totally pulverized, batsam mishuvah eitz, maybe we make shak and we tam safik, but betzir of that, and it's something which is not case, the chazan is what you say in that case, we wanted to go ahead on shmita also to go ahead and use it. Because the maskana of the chazanish, a lot of the places, the chazanish holds that on orange juice, being it's darke, rave, to go ahead and make oranges from oranges, it's not Zeyb Almi, and therefore you make a bar pre eights on oranges. What do you say? Kipshuta is toys of his head. The only time to say is maybe because with Trima, Batsin Ekadin's eight, so it's not because have said nervous, we make a shako, mitam suffic, therefore, that's not.
What are we coming out with oranges?
Okay, so oranges. Get the basic orange juice, a regular achas, like it's short, it's something which is no bishul. So the question is, does the Rush argue on the Rashba or the Rush agrees to the Rashba? If you say that they argue like the Mishnah Berurah is going to be shakel, if you say they don't argue with something which is darkly, saying it should be eights, eidus that the Chazanish went and made eights on shakel. Now, the Orchis of Eina brings down that the eidus that Rechaim said that the Chazanish made a shakel. He made a shakel on the orange juice. The question is, what the pshat is. Chelik Aleph. What? So I saw someone always wanted to say a pshat that the two types of orange juice. There's orange juice, like the Chazal are talking about, which you totally, like in the store, they totally like squeeze orange, the gamri, and everything goes in, and the whole pri, and everything goes in. That's more discussion than the Chazal Nish. He throws in that kibbutz like trima, almayis and svasik the gamri, it loses bracha, but the Shemizesh says trima, which is darkei v'karch, if it's even though it's a svasik the gamri, but if it's darkei v'karch, then it keeps his bracha. So that's where the Chazal Nish is. But like if you're doing it in the house, you're just like squeezing out the oranges. So there, even the Chazal Nish is masking when the etz and pri didn't go in. So then maybe the other Chazal Nish is more noited to say that's mishakal. Also, when the Chazal Nish has two svaras, maybe the Rosh Hashanah doesn't argue. Two, it's trima. Trima, which is darkei v'karch, Shemizesh says it keeps his bracha. So the Chazal Nish only held stack when it was like trima. The whole fruit goes inside, plus it's darkei v'karch, so then it keeps his bracha. Mashenkein, if it's just the type which you do at home, which the juice, over there, they don't go zevait, and it's chesh over there to make shahakal. The ma'isa, the minhag olam, is to go ahead and make shahakal. Why is like that? So one plan is to say the machlekes is Rashi and Rosh, like the Mishabura, like the Mishabura. You have to know how to answer the chesh's taina trima. You know, what do you say? No, but if it's darkei v'karch, the Mishnah says, yeah, no, that is somewhat of a taina. Rav Shtimek throws in an interesting curveball. What's considered raiv? Is raiv talid raiv oranges, or is it talid raiv people? Raiv oranges are for squeezing, they say. Raiv people don't squeeze it. It's already done raiv.
Why do raiv people not squeeze it?
Because you don't squeeze that on, do you?
Well,
what do you say? Right. Kipshuta, I wouldn't think that's a svar for two reasons. Number one is the whole svar of the Rajabi is pshat is this, what's the tachas of the fruit? Is it zei baalmi or is this is like the etzem pri? So most fruits, this is what you do with it. So most people, this is what the fruit's done with it. And like you say, people do drink it. Snapchat is like, if you have one guy who like, he was like, he owned all the oranges and he like, you know, it was like Shlomo Melech, right? So he had a big Suda and he just like, his prior, and he was like, rave with oranges because let's say you live in like third world country, right? So no one has any money, right? Only the king has money, right? So he's the only one who does it. And I hear, okay, that would be, you know, really good stuff is Kaveh. I hear that wouldn't be Kaveh. But Pshat is, the reason people don't do it is just whatever. It's not worth it. If you want to buy oranges, you go buy oranges. I understand. They're squeezing it, right? Just like, you know. But Kipshuta, I would not think that's a svar. Fine, that's the Minigaya. So Kisav Sai, I've said one more time. Just Minigaya, three things. All the concentrate stuff is shakal, that's concentrate. That's not nothing to do with my papers. All the stuff which they take and they totally pulverize it, that's trima, which if there are no pieces left, enters in shakal. The suga is when they just squeeze out the juice, the pre still exists. Now, when the pre still exists, so now the shah is the juice of the pre, does it retain the bracha of the pre or doesn't retain the bracha of the pre? And in the halacha lemaisa, according to the ra, it would never get it, only when eat it together with the fruit. The shaitzin sang says we're not chesh of the ra, agav. We're not chesh of the ra. In the Mishnah Berurah, it's machlekes Rashba and Rosh. Therefore, unless it's Bishul and Darkei, it's going to lose its bracha. Therefore, it's going to be Shakal. Chazal Nish holds maybe Darkei, everyone's going to agree. And it seems like the Menachem is more like the Mishabura as opposed to the Chazal Nish. What do you say? Fine, okay, fine. Okay, say that. Okay, fine. Yeah, I said, depending on what we're talking about. What?
Oranges should be the same loss.
Two times, it's smooth and the big.
I just filter it out. I'm saying, what? Not the peel, but you take the whole bus or no, you don't have to put in the peel. You have to put in the whole pre. Okay, it depends. Depends what they're doing.
Depends.
If the whole bus is blended, it's shakal, for sure. If the bus is not blended, the pre still exists. You just go back to the juice of the pre. That's the sugya. Is it totally dark? Is it totally bishul? That's what makes Rashi and Rosh. And Shmuel's Machlekes Rashi Rosh before, it's always going to be shakal because it wasn't cooked. It's not enough of a tam chazak into it just by the fact that he's squeezing it. Again, the opinion of the Chazal Nish that if it's darkei, then it's going to be over the bracha. Edus in the Chazal Nish, we only said it when the whole pre went inside, maybe when it's more in the trima world. when it's done as a juice world, he didn't say it. Therefore, the minhag olam is basically a new shaka. Now, Trim Sedeshin says that Darke applies to Trim with it. If it's Darke, you should be kach. That's the tachas of the fruit. So then the fruit. The word of Darke, B'shad, is that the Svar Shabbat is, B'shad, is if this is the way the fruit is eaten, so that's the same pre. The reason why I lose this is because it's Shtana. Now, it's Shtana and it's Sura where this is not what it's meant to be, then lose the same pre. But if it's Shtana and Sura, say so, no, it doesn't lose it because it's Shtana and Sura, which this is the way it's meant to be. Fine. That Arkan, the Alchas of fruit juices. Fine. Let's move on to Reisha. Just what time is it? Can we on the clock? I know. What are the? What's in? I don't know. Do they cook cranberry juice? Don't know. But right, the stuff you're buying in the store is just going to be. Okay, now, Toysa has another shaila that what's the reason by shaker? Shaker, Toysa says, when you put in the shaker, you're only making a shackle. Why over there you're going to make a shackle? Toysa says, a couple of truths. One time he says, he say that yesh lechalek between a food and a drink. Something which is a drink, say shakal. Something which is like more like a food, ma'ed asulka, maybe gets the shame of a pri. And something which is in a drink, surah, Taisa says that you make a shakal. And the Mishnah Brura on Reish Beis, Sakata Lama Dali, brought down that svar of Taisa. He says with the ingrin, says that and you're going to make shakal. I make shakal as a bar piyadama. So Gain says that some of you make a misak and lishtias, kamashka, brokas, a shakal. And the Shpura goes that with that svar taisvis. That if you make it into maya silk, if you make it into a drink form as opposed to a. In the tzura v'achila, so Taisus throws in that that's going to be shahakal v'chein pasuk mishabur over there in Reish Beis. Yeah. Now the Chuz of Rush throws another chilek between Sheikher and Ma'ida Sulka and says that. By Maida Sulka, you're cooking it, and you want also the you want also the mayim, the Sulka cot. Mashenkein, by Sheikher, you just want the tam of the Sheikher. You don't really care so much about the actual Sheikher Shabbat. You don't care about the actual the Tefillah Shabbat. All you care about is the tam of the Sheikher, and therefore the only time something retains its bracha is when you're cooking the thing for the thing itself. You're not cooking for the thing itself. You're just cooking for the tam shabbai. Therefore, it doesn't have the chashivas to it, and therefore will not keep its bracha. Mishnah Brura Reish Seis of Katan Yod brings down davka and shogam gam lachos yirakas. It has to be made a sulka. Is davka if you go in and also in order to go out and cook the yirakas. The birshay yirakas shom mitzvah mimim avad. You're just doing the mimeim b'vad. Let's just say some. In the and shakal. If you're just doing it in order to go ahead and just drink the mimeim, you're not doing it in order to drink the extra thing, then you don't get a stay shakal. Chemashkel isn't pesach. Mitapuchim in the and shakal. This is like apple. Some people drink from apple when they get his bracha. Why? Because Shuvas Rosh says that another tanai in order to keep his bracha is you have to one cook it for the vegetables. If you don't care about the vegetables. And you're only cooking it for the juice of the vegetables, then enechadami is going to, it's going to lose its bracha. It's Chivas Arash and the Mishnah Brura Sofkat and Yud. Now the Rambam, when he says the halacha, he says that Ma'ila Sukkah gets dim in the middle of Sukkah. He says number one has to be that it's something which is darker to cook. That's number one. If it's not darker to cook, it doesn't give its bracha. Two is that it's something which a person wants the juice. You have to want the juice. You have to go ahead and cook the juice. And according to the Chuz Rosh, you have to also want the actual vegetables, right? The Rambam throws in also, when you're cooking, you also have to want, you're doing it for darkei to do it, and also you're doing it for You're doing it also for the, you're also going to be doing it for the juices. Yeah, it's fakir. So because we have a lot of, let's just kaz over. We have a lot of different tanaim over here in order for something to keep us a bracha. Let's just kaz over what type of tanaim over here. Number one is, let's say when it comes to vegetable soup. And one is, it has to be something, you have to cook it. Otherwise, it's mizei baalmi, right? That's the shita of the, who's that? That's the Rash. Okay. We have the Rashba, which says, has to be something which? Darkai slash roiv. That's sign number two. We have tonight number three, Chuvus HaRash, that has to be something that what? That you go ahead and you're cooking it also, you want the vegetables. If you don't care about the vegetables, you're just taking the vegetables and chucking them out, you're just cooking it for the juice, then that also would not retain as bracha. We have the sheet of the Rambam, that you also have to want also for the, you also have to want the Mayim.
What do you say?
We have the Rosh and the Rambam. Kipshu is mashing both. You have to have, now I'm not clear, but yeah, you have to have both. We have another tanai, which that even if you cook a vegetable soup and there's not a tam chazak in the, what's the svar of bishul? What's the Rosh svar? It gets a very strong tam, mashenkein, which is seichit. It doesn't get so much of a tam. It doesn't get so much of a tam. Now the question is, if you have a situation where it doesn't have so much tam, what's going to be the halacha over there? The charis means shakel. You know, you're gonna have to have. What do you say? The Rosh says, "If nichas tam pirim mayim, so then it's a tam chazik. Tam magish is tam pirim mayim. V'lo shalom mishurin. Barpi eats. Don't say something. Tam kolaj ba'almi, and it gets a stam to tab. It has to be a tam chazik. If it's not going to say tam chazik, then it's going to lose this bracha. Now, what exactly I got is a very good question, but obviously it has to be some level of a strong taste. And if it's not going to be considered a strong taste, then it's not going to." It's not going to give us a bracha. So because in the tanaim shabbat, the lot of tanaim, in order for it to, most times the halacha is going to be that it's mishakal. You're not gonna give us a bracha because you have to have all these tanaim. So let's go through some cases over here. Try to work out what's what. You know, do we have to work out all the tanaim to work it out? So let's go with a vegetable soup. So what do we have over there? We have it's cooked. We have it's darkai. Darkai maybe not right, but darkai is not nothing to do. Are you doing it for the vegetables? Yeah. If you are. Are you doing it for the juice? Oh, yeah, it's a vegetable soup. What else do we have? Is it nechus tam chazak? What do I say? Depends how long you cook it for. I don't know. I guess. If you're eating with the vegetables and you're doing the vegetables, so then Mishmur brings down the Sefkata and Yud Gimel. If you're eating the vegetables, if there's a lot of vegetables in there and you're doing it with Muslim Svaya, and a vada, the soup is tough with the vegetables. That poshut. If a vegetable with a lot of vegetables in it, and you're doing the mazon sway, you want the zucchini, the carrots, and the onions, in order to fill you up, the soup is tough to the vegetables, and poshut is going to be a dhamma. Now, you have a decent amount, and you're doing the mazon sway, as Mishmur says. Now, if you take out the vegetables, you're just having the soup. Madina yachshav. So now, the question is, do we have all the tanayim? So, we have those cock, we have those. You want it for the vegetables, you want it for the soup, you have normal. If it's cooked a lot, there's a shtak at time, yeah. If not, nah. They'll be telling you whether there's a shtak at time or not a shtak at time. No, I think you have to be able to taste that there's a vegetable taste to it. Otherwise, it would not be. Otherwise, well? Let's say I have an onion soup. We take out the onions. Does it taste like onion soup? Yeah. It tastes onions? If it tastes oniony, then... So you have to know what onions... cooked onion, what's the halacha? Okay, I know what bracha means cooking onions. I'm saying whether it's... That would see the next sugya. Is cooked onions the darkei chayim of shalom? Because if... Like this. There's a very in the bare halacha that if the... It's not going to be... Like we saw all the time. It's not, the bracha of the soup is not going to be that's a pre. If the pre loses his bracha, then... Like when he smashed the fruit legamri, the pre loses the bracha, so obviously the zayav that loses the bracha. So on onion soup, you just have to figure out the next sugya is a cooked onion. What bracha make cooked onion? Is that dama or shakal? If he said cooked onion is that dama, which we'll see in the next sugya, say nechlami. If it's a starker taste, you taste it, the strong taste, and nechlami be adama. If it be shakal, then it would be considered shakal. Who? The onion's totally parade, totally. It was totally okay. If it's zucchini scoop or squash soup, which is totally pureed, so weiter. That's trima. If it's totally squeezed down, so either pieces are not. If the thing is totally liquidy and loses bracha. No, but meshlach is only when you have the actual pre. The pre did not lose his bracha. The may of the pre. What's the halacha? If you take the thing and you blend it, that's trima. You have to categorize the different sugars. So even by a piece of blended soup, I don't think that would be considered. It's not PC. If it's not PC, it's totally disintegrated, then it's posh that's going to be shackle, because that's some pre. It's tough with her. When what?
Before you ground it. You had a soup, a zucchini soup, and you have pieces of zucchini. It tastes everything all the time.
I guess shall have to discuss. You know, if you're doing two shlavim, put it on the side. Put it on the side for now. Yeah, that's shall have to discuss. We'll have to discuss then. Two shlavim. They'll have to discuss. So, two shlavim. Let's put it on the side for now. What other cases are there? What other soups?
What about chicken soup?
So, chicken soup. So, that the Mekhi brings down. If you have basar, she says the basar is going to be Mishnah Blay Basar. Mishnah Blay Basar, so you make a shakal. Why? He says. He says over there, that's the ikar tafel shayla, that the basar is considered the ikar, and being that the basar is considered the ikar, so therefore, what time is it?
August 7th.
Oh, okay. That's open to say. The basar is considered the ikar, being that the basar is considered the ikar, so then he says they make a bracha on the basar. Then he says, if you have a lot of vegetables in there, and you're doing a lamoz in the svaya, so then it's not going to be tafel to the basar. And therefore, you also have to make a bracha on the irakis. It's also the lamoz in the sevaya.
And is it the tamba of the bus, or is it just a year, or you have to actually have to use the
bus? Could be just time. So
you have chicken flavor.
Now, all those instant ones, though, those are flavorings. Those are for sure shakal. The instant, like.
Chicken.
Yeah, that for sure. That
would that instant soup mix take away your hadamah from the ruckus?
So if you have a little bit of ruckus in those things, then it's a tuffle. It's not going to be fighter, because that's when you have a little ruckus in your those osam soups. That's not mishlakis. That's not our sugya. It's a different sugya. Because it wasn't like the juice of the tam of the ruckus which are coming out. That's just ikar tuffle shayla. I have a little vegetables in my soup. The soup is shahakli. I have a little vegetable. So I just take a double shayla. If it's mainly for the vegetables of soya, then you make a dhamma. You have to categorize. There are five different sugars of vegetables. I'm sure you can't make stop. You think. There's some which you totally pulverize. That's a shayla, whether trima, right? Pieces, not pieces. That's one sugar. There's the fruit existing, squeezing out. That's zeya baalmi. You know, that's whatever. Now, there's cooking. That's what we're discussing now. When you cook it out, cooking the juice of a thing, now we're saying if it's darka, and if it's tam chazak, and you're doing it for the juice, and you're doing it for the thing, that will keep its bracha. Now, attached to the sugya is also maybe ikar v'tafel. You have lakshin soup. Well, lakshin soup, when you make lakshin soup, is you cook the soup, a lot of times you put in lakshin separately, right? It has nothing to do with vegetarian, ikar v'tafel. If you have vegetable soup, you cook them separately, you put them together. That's just ikar tafel shayla. It has nothing to do with whatever. It's like you have the vegetables in the osam soup. We have the chicken in the osam soup. That's just ikar tafel shayla. That's really, it's a whole separate, separate discussion. But the places do say there has to be a tam chazak in the actual thing. So a lot of times, it's going to be debatable. Is it called tam chazak? Is it not called tam chazak? I think in the Zaysa Bracha, we have it. I don't know where is that. It brought down that... Yeah, he goes, you have to have Tam Chazak. So he's very busy with Tam Chazak business over here. Therefore, he says, Amerik Tzalol, he says that, he says a lot of times, so Shem Zaman said, Echem Gal Adar, I guess that's Rabbi Yashiv, that Mei Shlokesh is Mayim Shizm, Tam Chazak Yerakis. Merik Yerakis, it must have been Bimeinu, Asim Yigazer, says he makes Shahakal, it's only Tam Kalish. And he says a lot of this soup, he wants to say that that's called something which is not a tam chazak, and therefore he says that a lot of the merik payers which we have is not going to be tam chazak. And I'm not sure why, saying why he thinks that the menu. And he's basically how long you cook it for. You cook it a very long time. It's tam, a very shtaka tam, and it's bur, that's the bracha. If it's not such a shtaka tam, it's not so noticeable to taste, you don't know why you're tasting it, then And Hanami, you know, that svar would be it. So he goes a lot with this Tam Chazak business. And therefore he says most soups. He's like, and when he gives a list of soups over here, he says most of them are just going to be shahaku, he says, because not so. Merik Yerkamatsi, he says, Gezet, Tvachadama, Kishuim, potato soup, squash, take out the Irakis and drink the Merik Sal, he wants to make shahaku. Why? This is not said enough of a Tam Chazak. Which, he's saying it doesn't give a Tam Chazak. Okay, depending how long you cook it for, in terms of what it tastes like. I don't know, I'm saying, sometimes it's Tam Chazak, sometimes it's not Tam Chazak, it might be debatable. I don't know why. I mean, most of the soups, when you make a potato soup, it doesn't get a Tam Chazak if you cook it for a long time? Does he? What? Make a potato soup, you cook it for a long time, it tastes like potatoes, right? No, it doesn't have Tam Chazak in it? Okay, whatever. Or zucchini, let's say it's zucchini, squash, depending how much, it's totally how much vegetables and how long. How long? The way an average lady cooks it, like, maybe somebody should. Somebody want to cook tomorrow night? Chicken somebody bring it tomorrow?
Chicken soup overnight.
What do you say?
Chicken soup overnight.
I know, it's Neviter. You have to remember again. If the actual chicken is in there or the vegetables in there, you're in Ikar and Tarfa world. But you remember again, don't get mixed up again. If the actual vegetables are in there or chickens in there, you're in Ikar and Tarfa world. You have a chicken soup, maybe the chicken is the Ikar. You have the vegetables in there, and eating a Muslim way, that's going to be Ikar. We're talking about now. If you take out the vegetables, now in Ikar is no Ikar and Tarfa. What's the halacha of the mayim? Of the vegetables, what's the halacha? That's good. What? He's trying to say it's not just Tam Chazak, but later, if it is Tam Chazak, make a bracha. Depending how long, you can't say. He's saying a lot of times, he's saying it's not Tam Chazak. Like that, I don't know what I'm saying. On the other name, I'm saying, look, we have a Gemara. The Gemara says that if you cook it, all the times if you cook it, it keeps the bracha, right? So I'm not sure why our pots work differently nowadays. We cook it less, I'm not sure. Olden days, they cook longer. Right, but the Gemara meant like, okay, I mean, a Pashti would just say, the Mar says, if you cook it up, and as the time goes in, there's more than, the Schita, Bishol. Bishol goes in, Schita doesn't. So I don't know, I wouldn't be so worried about the Svar, I'm saying. Unless the Mamish can't taste it, I wouldn't be so chesed with the Svar. It seems like a very Mechudish like a Svar. The Mar says, Bishol keeps his bracha, so the time goes in more than Schita, so I don't know. It seems a little bit of a Kiddush, you know, to go with such a thing. Yeah, okay. I guess we'll stop here.